Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, signs, signs, signs everywhere. Entrance only, one way, limit one. Signs we see at the grocery stores these days. And what about the signs here at our church? You are entering the mission field. The sign is posted as you leave our property. Or, you blessed, you are here. That's the sign that hangs out in our gathering place, welcoming people. And for this Easter, we put out this sign. Christ is risen. We wanted to tell the whole community this Easter truth. We've taken down the sign now. And the world is thinking that Easter is over. But the reality is, Easter is never over. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Signs, signs, signs everywhere. People are always looking for a sign. She agreed to go on a date. Does she love me? The fever is gone. Is he getting better? They called for another interview. Will I get the job? We're always looking for signs. And you see, God's word is filled with signs. Easter signs. And today, we see them in a woman named Lydia. We read, "And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there would be a place of prayer. And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods." Signs, signs, signs everywhere. Here are a couple signs. We get a couple signs that tell us about this woman, Lydia. We learn that Lydia was from the city of Thyatira. Thyatira is a small city in Asia Minor. So she is far, far from home here in Philippi. And Lydia, she was a dealer in purple goods. Purple cloth was costly. Costly because it was so difficult and so time-consuming to make. So purple cloth was purchased primarily by the nobility. These signs tell us that Lydia was probably a billionaire businesswoman. Well, at least she had some wealth. Are these signs of Easter? Certainly not. The color is all wrong. Purple is the color of Lent. But seriously, there's no hint of the resurrection. The text also says that Lydia was a worshiper of God. And we know that Paul went to the river because he knew that people would gather to worship by the river, by the living water. Worshippers of God is a term that was often used as a sign of a Gentile who believed and worshiped the Jewish God. They believed in God, yet they did not believe in Jesus Christ. The text then says, "The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul." Now, we don't know exactly what Paul said. He certainly shared the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It would include what we confess in the creed. Because Paul knew that when we are asked what we believe, we respond and say, "I believe." It would include not word for word what the creed says, but thought for thought. We believe in God the Father. We believe in God the Son, Jesus Christ, who died and he also rose. Jesus rose for victory over Easter, and he gave life to all who believe. Those are signs of Easter. And with God's divine work, she paid attention. She heard. She opened her ears and her heart was opened. But notice that's not all. Notice she didn't waste any time getting baptized along with all the members of her household. It was surely a sign in Lydia's baptism. She was united in Christ's death and resurrection. Faith was there. Salvation was hers. And it didn't stop there. Faith produced fruit. And she begged Paul to allow her to host the missionaries in her home. "If you had judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay," she said. And then the text goes on to say, she prevailed upon us. She showed hospitality, welcoming these strangers into her home. And then, even later, we see Paul returning to the home of Lydia, who was obviously an active member of the Christian church now. We see in Lydia how the powerful message of Easter is. It brings life and salvation. Signs, signs, signs everywhere. We see the signs. We see an open heart that hears the word and receives the gift of the word and baptism to create faith. And then we see evidence of that faith in good works, the hospitality that she offers to Paul and his companions. God calls. God opens hearts. God creates faith, and God empowers for service. These are the signs of Easter. These are the marks of the work of the Holy Spirit as we confess in the Catechism. I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But by the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Lydia was a miracle of God's wondrous love and proof positive that the effects of Easter lingers on. But let it not stop with Lydia. You too, you are a sign of life, a sign that Easter goes on living, living in hearts and voices. Maybe right now, though, you don't feel like much of a sign. Maybe the effects of Easter have left you long ago. And that would be the work of the devil himself. He aims to steal your victory and lead you to despair. If possible, his goal is to turn your eyes from the empty tomb and to turn them in on yourself, to turn them to yourself and to your worldly desires. But look to Jesus. For every Sunday is a minor, mini, small celebration of Easter. Because every Sunday we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Christ died and He rose for you. God prepares hearts through confession and absolution. Forgiveness is received. Hearts are made ready for the proclamation of God's Word. And the Holy Spirit works in His Word to build faith. It happens each and every Sunday. Each and every time we gather for worship, despite Satan's attempt to mislead and to distract us. Like Lydia, our hearts are opened, and through the power of the Spirit, faith is strengthened. And then, too, with Lydia, faith produces fruit. Hands that serve, voices that proclaim, arms that comfort and provide, and legs that take us where we need to be. The gospel of Christ crucified and risen has this effect. The victory of the empty grave lives on and on and on. Clearly, there is no way to silence the effect of Easter. Take the sign down, but Easter lives on. And it goes on because Jesus lives. And because He lives, we also live. Jesus lives, and as He lives, it is still appropriate to say, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And with Easter, we see signs, signs, signs everywhere. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.